Hello people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host Rich, and today we talk about football. Okay people, I need to touch today on Rashford. Now, just to give you an update, that Manchester United won the game against Fulham, so that's okay, you know, back on top of the table. But a striking point I need to talk about here today is because Rashford was on the bench, and rightly so, because he hasn't been played well, haven't played well obviously for the past few weeks now. So he was sitting on the bench today, and he came on, I think, for 5 minutes and stuff like that. But most of the talk out there pretty much are, you know, because of his, you know, outside activity, he's taking the ball out, you know, of his football game. Now, I need to touch on that. You know, reason why I need to touch on that, I like Rashford. I like his work ethic. I understand exactly what's going on. I understand the pressure. The pressure, when you play for a team like Manchester United, you need to produce. And you need to perform. You need to perform every weekend. They don't care. They don't care if you feed kids, or they don't care about whatever you do off the pitch and stuff like that. But you know, when you turn up, you need to turn up and play the game. Because if that's the case, because the talk out there, people are the reason why, obviously, you know, there's so much that so much he does at the moment for kids, you know, family and all that, you know. You see the social media is going crazy every time, you know, kids are not getting the food, whatever they're not getting, you know, they called Rashford, and you see him. I follow him on Twitter. He's very much involved in all that. Now, I remember people, I was talking about social media back then, you know, and I'll say this, you know what I mean? If I had my son at that level, I won't let my son be involved so much. Not saying don't get involved. I'm just saying just be calm and quiet about that, because I want you to focus on what you need to. Because that's his job. That's his job. Playing football, that's his job. Now, most of those guys do exactly what Rashford is doing. You know what I mean? Helping kids, you know, helping the community. But they don't go out there like that. They use the profile, but not on that extent, just like Rashford is doing. And it's fair to say that maybe that's one reason why, you know, Rashford, you know, is not performing at the moment. Now, I might be wrong about that. I might be completely wrong about that. But all I'm saying is, that's the easy point out. You know, people will point the fact that, look, man, there's so much to do outside football. Maybe you need to go back and focus on what you're really, really good at. And maybe delegate those, you know, to somebody else. And you know what, people? I don't want to be the one saying something like that. Because I told you, I don't mind social media because I can take that. But if I have my son playing at that level, I want him to focus on his game. That's all I want him to do. Focus on your game. You can go and help the kids during the off season, and you can also do that during the season. But let that, you know, give that to somebody else who has time to get those things. That's one reason why those players have agent. That's one reason why those players have manager. They've got a team. They've got so many people around them, you know, they have to delegate those responsibilities so that they can go and focus on the job. Because they don't have the time. I mean, there was one post of Rashford, you know, that was very striking. You know, he was, obviously, when they train, he's not allowed to touch his phone and all that. So after the training, he went back, checked his phone, and he basically put a note after saying, oh my God, you know, I put my phone on, and there was thousands and thousands of requests, you know, coming from family. And he put pressure on a young boy. I mean, this is a young kid, he's only 23, 24. And now, it feels like he has to do something, because, you know, the politician, the MP or whatever, they're not doing the job that they're supposed to. So what those family are doing right now, they're asking, you know, Rashford to make some of the changes. But the problem at the moment, his job is being affected. Mentally, that's the problem. That's the problem. I mean, I saw him for the last, I mean, he was put on for the last 5, 6, 7 minutes. Boy. I'm not saying his confidence has been knocked, because, you know, he was only given about 5 or 6 minutes. But all I'm saying is, you know, that can take a toll on a young boy. Like, he's only 23, 24. He's too young for that. I just hope he can go back and refocus again. And whatever he's doing outside there, just pass it on to somebody else. Okay, you can put one or two comments, or maybe get somebody else to look after your phone or look after your Twitter. I mean, you get somebody like, you know, those millionaires have what they call social managers. Somebody to look after your Twitter, after your Instagram or your Facebook, whatever, so that you can focus on what you need to focus on. And that's fair to say. This is, you know what I mean? Manchester United, those guys pay him money to play football. You know, let me tell you something. Let's just be clear about that. If he's not playing for Manchester United, he can't make the change that he's making right now. So that's okay. He's using his platform to make the change. That's fine. But at the end of the day, he still need to perform. He still need to perform. Because Manchester United people, you know, because of the money and the power, the finance that we have, we can quickly get rid of you and get somebody else who's willing to come and play, you know, and perform for Manchester United. That's easy. That's how those big clubs think. They don't care. They don't understand exactly what they're doing. They're going to support you. I see Manchester United supporting Rashford. But now I think they really need to take him back and say, look, this is what we're doing. Manchester United now will be up front there and help you with that. You don't need to do that anymore like that. You know, get a social manager. Get somebody out there, you know, to get those things done for the kids and family. You focus on your game because, I mean, Rashford, as far as I'm concerned, people, is one of my favorite Manchester United player right now. And I don't want to lose him. I don't want his confidence to be knocked because I really like the boy. He works real hard. Even when he doesn't score goals, you know, at a rate that I really would like him to score. But at the same time, he works really hard. He works real hard for the side. So for me, you know, all he need, you know, he just needs some of those stuff, you know, to be handed maybe to somebody else so that he can focus on his football. And that's fair. I don't care what people say, oh, Richard is doing good. I get he's doing good for the kids. But at the same time, this job is to play football. The reason why people talk about Rashford and all that is because he played for Manchester United. That's the platform that he's using. But right now, he needs to go back and focus on what he's good at, which is football. And I don't want to knock what is done already for the community because, you know, the awareness he put out there for the food and all that is so great. But now everybody know. And some people now should take that over. And some people are getting paid to do the job that they're supposed to pay. We call them MP. Those people need to do the job that they need to do for the kids and the community. Rashford, that's not his job. His job is to play football. That's it. He need to come back and play, you know, the way he need to perform, the way he usually perform. Because I don't want the boy to be sitting on the bench now. I don't want to see that. I don't want him sitting on the bench. Because he had 3 or 4 or 5 games, bad game. I want him to go and perform. And right now, you know, all that pressure coming from outside football is getting into that young boy. And that's exactly what I was talking about, you know, the past few weeks, about the fact that, you know, does everybody can handle, are those players, everybody can handle that type of pressure, social pressure? That's too much. That's too much for a young boy. And I understand that. The boy is coming from very poor, you know, poor background. You know, he works so hard. He understand, you know, what is it not to have a meal, you know, not to have lunch and all that. I get that. But now, he's a football player. He's a Manchester United football player. He needs to get back to that. Focus 110%. Whatever you're doing outside, pass it on to somebody else to deal with. Somebody who doesn't have a job, give them the job. Let them know, look, this is what you need to do. Oversee everything that's happening out there. Get a social manager to look after your Twitter, Facebook, IG, whatever they call that these days. And then go back and play football at the highest level. Because we're going to need him. You know, we've got 10 and 10,000. I don't know how many games are coming up right now. And you've got the Europa League. And you've got the FA Cup of UC next month against Liverpool. We need him to be 110%. That's what we need Rashford for. So I just hope the boy go back, you know, to the level that he's been playing for the past, you know, for the past month or so. And hopefully score a goal for Manchester United now. And I hope that, you know, somebody else will take on and the MP, whatever they're doing over there, you know, take on the job and help Rashford do whatever he need to do outside the field. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening to the 6 o'clock show, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.